This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, March 20th. God's word to you today is Uncommon Life. Our scripture reading is taken from John 15, verse 15, and it says, "I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me." Please read Genesis 18, verses 17 to 33. This is God physically visiting the earth with angels, and he went to visit Abraham. Did you know that God still physically visits the earth? We are comfortable with the omnipresence of God, and that is fine. But God and angelic beings sometimes physically visit the earth. That is why Peter said, "Do not stop being hospitable, because many people have entertained angels without knowing." God visited the earth, told Abraham his wife was going to have a child. Sarah laughed because perhaps she thought God had a good sense of humor. God said, "Why did Sarah laugh?" In fact, because this time next year, according to the time of life, that was God's first assignment during that visit. I pray that God will physically visit you. When he was leaving Abraham's house, God chose not to hide his plan from Abraham. He considered Abraham his friend. Genesis 18, verses 17 to 19 say, "Why should I hide my plan from Abraham?" the Lord asked. "For Abraham will certainly become a mighty and great nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and his family to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. Then I will do for Abraham all that I have promised." I pray that God will single you out for greatness in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you know that the prophetic will cease? The prophetic and the prophets were not God's primary plan to populate the earth and raise a people for himself. It was the job of the fathers to teach the family and to guide the family in the way of God. So when you have mothers taking charge of the family spiritually, something is wrong. When there is no Bible study until mommy says, "Let us read the Bible," or there is no prayer until mommy says, "Let us pray," something is definitely wrong. God expects fathers to teach their families his ways. It was the failure of the fathers that led to the institution of the prophets. Genesis 18, verses 22 and 25 say, "The other men turned and headed towards Sodom, but the Lord remained with Abraham. You would be treating the righteous and the wicked the same. Surely you wouldn't do that. Should not the judge of all the earth do what is right?" I pray that you will have power with God. You may be able to say to God, "Sir, you should not do that because you are the judge of the whole earth." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Cause no one else can take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.